The kingdom of is like what happens when someone finds a treasure hidden in the field and buries it again. A person like that is happy and goes and sells everything in order. Say in order. In order to buy that field. This will be ministry, not salvation, okay? Or, don't call it salvation, call it appreciation of salvation. Appreciation of salvation. I can close it down. Appreciation of salvation. Or ministry. Ministry is simply the appreciation of salvation. A man not in ministry does not appreciate salvation. So ministry is a dash of salvation. Appreciation of salvation. I'm not discussing your question again. Ministry is an appreciation of salvation. So he sells everything in order to appreciate that salvation. Sells everything in order to appreciate salvation. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. See verse 45. The kingdom of heaven is like what happens when a shop owner is looking for fine pearls. After finding a valuable one, the owner goes and sells everything. Hallelujah. Say everything in order to buy that pearl. So it's not that he can sell all, but he sells all. Or he sold all. He's not saying he's saying I can sell all for this. No. He actually gave all up. Meaning, I have found a reason to pray. I have found a reason to marry well. I have found a reason to fast. I have found a reason to serve God. See, I have found a reason. That's the point. You have found a reason. Found a reason. Glory. So I found a reason to live. Now, don't forget, you will not see it. You will not see ministry as your priority daily. No. You will not see it as your priority daily. But that day you saw it, quickly burn your bridges. One of the things that Bukini wrote on a post. The day you burned it, quickly burn your bridges. That's what he said. He sells everything else to buy it. That's burning bridges. Burning things that will not make you value it. Let me say it again. Ministry will not always be sweet every day. Hope you know. And with this type of ministry, that there is none that no coins is coming to your pocket from it. You will not see it as priority daily. For instance, joining a church like Edifying Assembly is what? Burning your bridges. Joining membership training is what? Is to set, to demolish. To now join workers in training. Amen. So the day it dawns on you that this is priority, this is the issue, this is the vice with a lot of people. They think they will always see it as priority every day. Ah, no. And then we come say, pastor, that one, man. But if you remember that, I have small saints that will come, that will come in the evening. What will any big saints tell small saints? That does not make me, I does not want to make me to come to church. Me big. I got small saints born again. One small girl will not be talking to me that, eh? You too? So, you remember that what we say? Just wrap your bread. Burn your bridges. Destroy it. You will not see it as a priority every day. But the day you see it, just like I was telling you in the last two parts about healings, miracles, that people, they discard God's goodness because it's not every day. Because they don't see miracles, they don't see that much manifestation every day. But the ones you saw in the past, what do you think is the intention? Is to convince you that the word is true. Is to convince you that the word is true. Burn your bridges. Psalm 1 verse 1. Oh, sorry, verse 1. Matthew 10 verse 37. Matthew 10 37. Everybody will have to reopen to this one. The day you saw it as priority, burn it. Burn it. Burn it. Burn it. Burn your bridges. Take it out. Take it out fully. Burn your bridges. Matthew 10, 37. Let's read slowly to 39. One, two, go, guys. He that loveth father or mother more than me. Say more than me. That's it. That's the issue. That's the issue. Imagine this should be the greatest of relationships, right? It should be the thing that should allure you the most. But he said, he that loveth father, more than me, is not worthy of me. This is because only one person could have talked like this. That could have only been God. Hallelujah. If Jesus is not God, he wouldn't have said this. That means this is the reason for you. This is the reason for man. Why are we here? Jesus. Praise God. Why are we on earth? Jesus. And his ministry. Why are we alive? Jesus and his ministry. Why are we given life? Jesus and his ministry. Say Jesus and his ministry. So he that loveth father or mother me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter, come on, let's read together, more than me. Let me ask you, why are you sure he's not telling you to hate your father, hate your son and daughter? Edifice Assembly. When I say Edifice Assembly, that means I'm talking about something I've taught you. I'm not talking about from Bible knowledge. Edifice Assembly, why couldn't he have been telling you to hate your father and your mother? Oh, yeah, I said it now. Why? There is no hatred in you now. Do you have it? From which of the food will you use? Tell me, please, which of the food will you use to hate your father and mother? Sheko. There should be one meant for it. Praise God. Remember when I was teaching you, is it on that course of discipleship about how to handle families? Is it course of discipleship or love on the world? Love on the world. How to handle families. Remember what I said? I said, if your family is trying to push you back from ministry, what must you do? What must you do? Come on, somebody explain. Please, in 10, 15 seconds, who can explain? Come on, I taught you. Will you be ready? Media review shall come. Yes, sir. Listen, yeah, I talk about. Don't be saying that anymore. My pastor said. I know it's okay, but me, we learned from the word that this is what we do. Okay? It's not, I said, don't. I'm not saying quoting your disciple is wrong, but it must first speak from understanding. If you don't agree, don't say it. Are you with me? Don't push it. Okay, so speak out again. You listen to a discipler, yes. Peace. Good. Why? Because it will lead you into more. It will bend you to their will. So, as far as you are concerned, what should be your own disposition when anything is trying to push you from ministry? Get your priorities right first. So, then, for peace to reign, you trust God, you have a desire that is sane, that is not crazy. Right? Trust God. You also have to trust God. If it's not sane, sorry for you. Because you must yet follow the path. So, then, those instructions for you say don't go for VG, maybe to now once in a while to stay at home, you will allow somebody to take that for you. Because the day you start taking that to yourself, you not only stop coming for VG, stop coming for everything. Praise God. So, but also, on what ground can you insult them back? Huh? Yes. Why? No insulting you. There is no, even if you want to insult, you just look for it. Where? Which one? Love? No. You try to love? No. Love? No. Patience? No. Temperance? No. Long suffering? No. Which one? Meekness? No. That's it. Okay. Dear God, can you give me 2 minutes? go. Hello. Sorry, I know I casted you like out yesterday. I need small help. What do you borrow there? Rot. Just give me two Congo. No, not two Congo. Two spoon. Two moduke. Hey. Two spoon. Just take. Thank you, small. Mommy! No, that is a borrowed trait, amen. Forget the manner of man who is as a forgetful era. He has borrowed a character from them. We all borrow, but learn to reduce it. Learn to reduce it, okay? Praise God. Say the works of the flesh can never promote the cause of Christ. That's the point. The works of the flesh can never. Holy anger is not biblical. It's not there. Hello? It's not in the Bible. Hope you know. Holy anger is only Satan. This is a serious. I don't know where we call coining from. It's not even in the Bible, really, anywhere. Okay. Unless it's one of your terrible translations that. Message that can put it somewhere. You know, there's no only anger in the Bible. Okay, verse 38. So that is why what he could have been telling you to hate your daughter, hate your parents, he's saying, but he's just telling you that guy love them, but the word, the ministry is what is priority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Education is not here. So what happened? Either I love it, education more than me. He's far from worthy of me. Because he uses father, mother, son, daughter as that should be the height of woman relationship, right? Praise God. Mm-hmm. So how much more BSc? Either love it BSc more than me. You can travel for your BSc, you can travel from that continent state for your BSc, and you cannot relocate for the sake of the world. You love BSc more than me. Pastor Nanka, I love you. I love you. You are just so awesome. Go, dear. Go. Just like somebody by my left hand side here. Our house is 50 naira from that church. Oh, maybe even 100 naira. I said, Pastor, there's another church. They do share well with Jesus. Get their Pastor, don't be a Christ center. Until she saw Christ centeredness. Yes. Get for her life. That should be small center, right? Praise God. Where are you predicting me? Okay, verse 38. He that taketh not his. So please trust me, okay, relocation to where you will learn God is not absurd. Relocation to where you will learn of God is not absurd. Do you know why? Because the word is not everywhere. Is it everywhere? Is the word everywhere? As serious as the face right now, there's some state that she goes to, you just not my right hand, the big, even the big event. Just get there, just and nobody again, just say, Pastor, Pastor, I didn't know what to do. It's over. Amen. I now shattered the unit. Come back now. Pastor, can I just learn fashion small before when I'm done? And you know, once I'm quiet, when you ask me and I'm quiet, you are gone. And what is Enrique doing there? Enrique will teach you not only the fashion, we'll teach you the swag. Yeah. I just rack my head in a kitty state. Nice. Pastor, I'm coming for Pastor Seku's program. You will come. You can. Praise God. See, none of us is as strong as all of us, okay? Nobody is like that. We are not strong. That's why my tool to remain stable is what? I will teach you till afternoon. This is I'm here. I cannot be thinking of rubbish tomorrow. Next week, I will show you paper in this church. You will see something. I will show you paper. You will see 3 days of teaching. I will show you that I have moved to Kubwa. The Arambe Timo Feda. Sorry, who can interpret that song? The song go like. You know, the song says, Tolorun Bale Terio, Tamiba. Your time right now is distance. You're traveling home. Who is traveling? Coming home 2 hours before it's Lagos to Ibadan. Yes, that's distance, 90 kilometers. Tolorun Bale, so that song says, Tolorun Bale Terio, Tamiba. That means if God can subdue my enemies. Bola won arakan. Get. Pass. Your wedding must not be spiritual. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a day that we cannot tell God. God, borrow small of the work of the flesh. Hallelujah. Just borrow small. That will just be one of them. You know, book is my book. Hey, book yo. you will see Jesus that day. Just see Joshua. You know, that is father, brother. Without space here, you know. Imagine, I'm not at all. I guy won't come to me say he won't brother with space. He was now showing six pack to people. Yeah. He was not doing like this. He didn't wear anything. Let's do that. And it's true. I didn't know what he wears in that place now. I'll catch him. So actually, things of life, you know, just was in Canal of Galilee, right? He did push them. What did he do to them? Kept them. Which type of wine? Soft ever wine. Silver wine. Sela. Yes. Amen. So, I mean, good things are good, okay? Bad days are good. Because the only one I hate is 30 days to go. Calm down. What's that 30 days to go? He's already taking your mind. You can't do imagination again. And you are doing calm down. That is the one that is rubbish. The day, relax. Just feel free. Go to Kenny Baby. I can't believe it if you like. Just come back next day in the evening. What's the guy? If he's coming, what will happen? Format the phone. As the evening comes right near, it's time for God again. Praise God. Say good things are good. So that is why I've been teaching you in this church. You must know how to enjoy life without insulting God. You must know. We take some ice cream and say, wow, God is good. And you will taste of shawarma, you will regret ever eating shawarma in your life. You know, shawarma that my wife gave me, what type of shawarma is this? Some people are so, You taste some, you want to eat shawarma, you think that's how much. What is this? Just put carrot, sorry, vegetable and a potato. Cut tete in. They will not put inside. Don't say it's mist, they look like lizard. And put beef. How are you putting beef in shawarma? That's hard. You need to see it's now hard. You're not drying shawarma. Good things are good. But the issue is that it's now people pursue those good things, they now use it to slap the face of God. Because once you pursue it, and it's now no time for ministry again, you are slapping God, the provider of the good things. Amen? Do you understand? Good cars, are they good? Good bay, good us, good black American, are they good? But if it's not in ministry, what's that? This is Sibra China. If he a man wants one woman, see that his face. Oh God. Hey. That fresh over, no, over face, no? Like that circular face. See? You now the beard, you now and so without giving him some spec. And still just make some clothes. I've arrived. You're not like this. Allah will just say, oh, Joshua, I saw somebody. Money is good, okay? But by the time the money is the reason why, guys, time for follow up. Oh, Pastor. Trust me, I will curse you if you try that. Divine curse. I will find a curse in the foot of the spirit. There will be some combination that differentiates patience to the back small, long suffering. If I just do some combination, differentiation, I will be able to bring out a curse from the foot of the spirit. Awesome. I just do some divide direction. Just by the time you just differentiate, I will say it's actually love. Eh? But love, this the love. Now differentiate it back. Now bring it out very well. You come to church and say, Pastor, no, my car is not. My car is 40. I've got tire. Can't leave it on the road. Can't take a bike. I don't know your shirt. Trust my wife. If you didn't put clothes there on Sunday, you don't see me on purple on green. And I will preach. I'll be on life. People have complained. Some people even complain. Yeah, you are you really the 24th century? Get an iPad. You are using laptop to preach. Yes, their live stream is not, but sorry, they didn't have live stream. Sir, Bookie, how long have you been using this backdrop? The last time we did this is when somebody told us. Nobody has told us since. There was a time that she was having strength to be putting circle every week. The circle has been there now for. See, the circle is already important. Think of it last week now. When somebody write 120 pages. Say, even Peace wrote 130. Jaya. Pastor Joyce saw script. He has not finished marking one since last week. He's not, no, that is not beans. We are going far for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, it's not joke. Use experience so I can write. Hallelujah. Now, so that is here, one of them. So zero origin. It's not zero origin. Bullet. Bullet origin. To study God's word. We are going places. Praise God. Amen. We baptize. You are coming back. You come back. Ah. Don't she? How much is this called in our own exam again? 98. Then just say, ha! Look, my own eyes go to and fro. Looking for what? Just say, God, can you just, should they ask you just strike? Amen. Come for the greater good. At least the strike will lead to spiritual growth. See how we can differentiate love and turn it to bring God some. Don't try us, eh? Amen, amen. Sorry, Matthew chapter 13, 38. So he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. 39. He that findeth his life shall lose it. That's serious. Why a lot of people are saying that, say, this, no, this thing will take my life away from me. This ministry will take my life away from me. Like the one that said, come here, said he's looking for a promise of job first before you can come. Love your life more than him. And he that loses his life for my sake, he that shall find it. Praise God. Say, we have found life. So that means the life you are losing, that is your own. Happy, come on, don't get tired. Okay. So that means the life you are losing. That is not eternal life, okay? You are losing your own, let me say, your pursuits, okay? Learn to interpret things in. It's not saying die. He's saying, what people call my life, your pursuit. You lose it. When you lose it, then you will find life. It's when you lose yourself, that's when you will find life. What people call life, it's not life. You go, you sleep around. Watch movie. Do this, do that. At the end of the day, the body will grow. The body will expire. Nobody will be looking your direction again. All for what? Our useful days are blessed. Amen. When you are 30, you are blessed. When you are 40, you are a blessing. 50, you are a blessing. 60, you are still rejoicing. 70, you are getting men filled with the Holy Ghost. 80, you are still creating churches. Amen. Amen. Imagine doing this for the next 10 years. Just 10 years alone. I know. How many targets do you have in 5 years? How many targets do you have in 5 years? How many targets? All ministers, stand up. Stand up in Jesus' name. You don't know you have to stand up. Preach. Why do you not preach? How many targets do you have in 5 years? To teach. How many are we raising? 5 years. Simple. Stand on your chair for remaining late. Stand on your chair. What? How did you know? One thousand people, they will be graduate of which of the training. So we want to must graduate 1,000, because you have to join them. Must graduate how many people? 1,000 workers in training in all the branches. Yeah, this is heavy. In all the branches, in how many years? How many thousand? Come back. Say 1,000. Say Tola, supply your quarter. Say Antifa, go and supply your quarter. Say 1,000. We know the word. We do PR. Not public relations. No, our own PR. Bye. Our own influence. Praise God. Thank you. Be seated. I cloned my own that vision from Pastor Nenka's vision. He said, he's looking for how many? 1 million. Okay, let me help you. Of course, I'm not adding. Under your own 1 million, let me help you to supply how many? 1,000 out of 1 million. Listen to my part. Praise God. Tight. Please, this one is realistic. You told me I can see it. It's realistic. It's not. Next year will be glorious. You'll be seeing Leo very soon. You know, Kaduna, very soon they will have their own timetable. Young Leo, very soon. Kaduna and George, they'll be meeting somewhere together. Just preach. That demon that I said that has pushed the gospel from this person, the gospel will send the demon to the south. So they will now be coming back. All right, the people will send the demon to the south. To which country? No place like that. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say 1,000 people for the world. Say yes, we are able. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, how many got saved on? So at the end of the day, so that means it's not that far-fetched. All you could have done is just to disciple a few of them, and a lot of them should have become, but because Paul was not around, you know. So the discipleship was not as strong. They are just breaking bread and sharing grace. But later they not got better, they got better with them. It was the evolution of the church. So it's not far-fetched, okay? Praise God. Say population, say big number, is of God. Say, but we don't compromise for numbers.
Say, what must be done? Must be done.
Hallelujah. Say, there is no minister that cannot labor in prayer. There is no minister that cannot extend the whole first John. Hallelujah. So, there is no minister that cannot nyan Job. You must nyan the life of that Job. You must know it.
There is no minister
that must not know.
Can the Bible be wrong?
See, understanding Genesis is a must. So that's the point. What must be done must be done. How you go to the magician and ask you that he's just the son of God? You say, I don't know. I say, you're a minister. I don't know, minister, you're a monkey. You're a minister now. What kind of thing is that? Say you're a minister. Just go and sit down. So it's not 1,000 people to just, you know, like you're just anything. Once you have money, you're fine. Taller, you're there, just knock you, pepper, minister. You know they make people minister because they are fine. You don't know? Oh God. You are fine, you can just talk well and you have nice English, minister. You have money, minister. And that must come out. You can do pastor, minister. And the people are really committed to the work. You, brother. So the truth is that it's not at all cost. The cost is know the right thing. That first John, you will explain everything. You that commit sin of the devil. You that is born of God does not commit sin. What sin? He that is born of God has not committed sin. For his seed remains in him, he cannot sin, for he is born of God. Which sin? What is the sin of the devil in the beginning? He hated the truth. You have taught this thing. He hated the truth. You will do it again. Just if what can just told you this is our salvation part one again. Come on, write it down. That first John is as important as everything. It has been checkmate for long. People have said a lot of things. There's one of God. He's saying he will not sin too much. I don't know. When you don't read things very well. Amen, amen. So, that's what we are saying. What must be done, must be done. What you must know, you must know. You must never get to a place and you're saying, I don't know if my pastor has said A. So we are doing so much. I know you are doing your best because I know you know it. I know if I give you time, you have said it, you have said it. But the primary sin that will result in unbelief is you first hated the truth. Unbelief is not a day journey, right? Remember? Unbelief is a progressive hatred for the truth. Then you now start speaking against the truth. Then you start lying against the truth. Same thing in John 8:44. When you say the devil is the father of all liars, where did he lie? To Eve, Genesis 3. As God said, you know it of any tree of the garden. He said, no. God knows that you did it. God knows that God say you will not surely die. God knows that you'll be like God. That is a lie. That he's talking about. So that is the father of liars that he's talking about. He's not talking about white liar. I didn't say you'll be lying in your people, but that is a lie. It is to lie against the truth of God's word. Say the gospel. Say the message defines everything. Same thing. You remember James, what I explained to you under love, not the word. What is adultery and adulteresses in there? Remember? That is idolatry now. That is when you have double message. It's false doctrine. Have you forgotten? Friendship with the world is enmity against God. How do you befriend the world? When you start, disparity, but also it results in idolatry. And idolatry is already a doctrine. That means let me use the word carelessly, grace plus law. It's idolatry. And it's adultery. Remember? I explained that now. When you have the message plus another message together, it's also it's adultery. I didn't mean like that. Yes, I think I put it. Mixing. No. Psalm 1 verse 1. So you must know it. What must be known must be known. Yes, we must make money. Yes, but we must make the gospel first. Blessed. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. So this is not a qualification to be in Christ. This is a description of the man in Christ. A description. The man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, he does not stand in the way of sinners, he does not sit in the seat of the scornful. So how do you keep yourself from walking in the plans of the ungodly? How do you keep yourself from acting like sinners do, way of sinners? How do you keep yourself from the path of rebellion? How do you keep yourself from all that? The third part is the answer. Sitteth not in the seat of what? Of who? Of the scornful. You don't sit with mockers. People that disdain God's word. Mockers. People that mock God's counsel. You don't entertain their presence. People who mock your gospel directly or indirectly. You don't entertain their presence. Sinful orators. And instead of listening to sinful orators, what should you do? I will be fast. Verse 2. Okay, wait. Then right. You don't sit with mockers. You don't entertain their presence. You don't entertain people who mock the gospel directly or indirectly. I'm saying, how you keep yourself from the counsel of the ungodly, how you don't stand in the way of sin and in the path of rebellion, is by not sitting in the seat of the scornful. People who mock God's word. That's where it starts from. You mock God's word. So verse 2 is what you should do. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. That's the use of the mind, your fourth sense organ, to meditate with the word day and night. So that thing that always wants you to be current will take you away from the path of spiritual sanity. You want to know everything, the scornful, mockers. It will take you away from the path of spiritual sanity. That thing that wants to always make you to be current. I must be current. What is the latest gist? Hot Nigeria gist, celebrity gist. It will take you from path of spiritual sanity. I don't forget what he said in verse 2. He didn't say you just read the scripture. He said you delight in the Lord. You delight in it. Your joy is on it. You desire it. You are not going through it just for exam. You desire it. Even if there is no exam, you still study the same way you are studying. Even if the exam is next year, you still study the same way you are studying. You love the word. You want to see your identity in the word. You want to read and read again. You want to listen to the messages, pray over it, fast over it, share it with others. You delight. Say delight. Say delight. That's the point. That means even if they said there is not that you are not studying again, you want to study. It tickles you to study. It is your desire. I love the world. You want to see your identity in it. You want to read again and again. Verse 3, and it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither. Hallelujah. You will be consistent. You will be steadfast. You will not miss it. His leaves shall not wither. You will never fail to bear fruit. You will never act anti your identity. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Glory to God. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. James 1:22. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. James 1:22. For be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continued therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Say of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen, amen. Praise God. And immediately after saying that, what is the next thing he says? Everybody, verse 26, want to go? If any among you seems to be a Christian, religious, and what? Bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain, is in vanity, is devotion. Religion then means devotion. It's not saying you are not a Christian. He's talking about the believer's conduct. If you say you are devoted and your tongue is not devoted to your devotion is a vain devotion. If your tongue is not devoted to your devotion, then you have a vain devotion. So, right conversation is a proof that you are learning the word. That you're not just passing the exam, that you are learning the word. Right conversation. Right speaking, right conversation is a proof that you are truly learning the word. Right conversation, right speaking. How do I speak to sinners? The appeal of God, it will teach you that. How do I speak to saints? Love and self, it will teach you that. These are messages in this place. Appeal of God, love and self, it will teach you that. Right conversation, right communication. Proverbs 15 verse 2. Proverbs 15, verse 2. Proverbs 15, verse 2. Chinese, come on. You have slept now. Come on. Are you there? Okay, let's read together from verse 2. One to go. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. That's sad. Verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Verse 4. Loud and clear. A awesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Words make us, okay? Go back to Psalm 1 verse 4. Perverseness is a breach in the spirit, but a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A tongue that is old, that speaks right things, that is not perverse, It's not saying any joke that comes. There is no mocker. That does not use things that is sacred to joke. Have you seen the recent trend right now? Before you thought it was only Emanuela. Now you are using every kid as an object of, are we that stupid? Why are we selling our heritage like this? A small boy, if I have never seen Emanuela slap anybody before. Now see a small kid slap the girl of him. You call it joke. Everything. What are we selling? For what? Laughter. It's not everything. When you see such, please, even no matter how funny it is, jokes where kids insult adults, don't sponsor it. Don't share it. Don't put it on sales updates. Don't send it around. You are spoiling the heritage of those kids. Now they are more. That's sad. Thank you. Psalm 1 now, let's read verse 4. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 2 verse 1. Why do the Eden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? So their imagination will lead to a rage, wrong thinking leading to wrong speaking. Rage, rantings. Don't enjoy listening to rage. Their imagination will lead to rage, wrong thinking, wrong speaking, rage, rantings. Don't enjoy it. Verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Acts 17:21. For all, I want you to see this. Rage. Are you there? Okay. Yes, put this one. Okay. One to go, guys. For all the Athenians, nuns, and strangers which were spend their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. It's a trait of men in sin. You have seen people, graduates or old people, sit by newspaper stand every morning. Every morning. Talk. Talk is a trait of men in sin. The sin in the world is not only fornication and adultery. That is a sin too. It's a trait of men in sin to just talk about any new thing. Finally, when you're done with this one, we don't find another topic, bang on it. You're done with everything, now go to sports. Argue. No. You just want to hear what is up, what is going on. A lot of conversation on TV. Watch even a bank advert, we say, you are making your life count. Banko. And immediately you start feeling that, I must make my future secure. Colossians 4. Maybe you use Spectrum or something. Don't subscribe, they will call you. Sir, you want to find out if everything is okay. We can give you this kind of subscribe right now. In fact, it's become so worse that an app on your phone but that you have not opened for a while, you just send you a pop-up. We miss you. You will uninstall something, you say, sorry for letting you go. Everything needs your attention. Everything. You can't give it all, okay? I begged you, write this down. I must reduce my curiosity. I must reduce my curiosity. A lot of you have so much app on your phone. So much app. Just want to know, just want to do a game, this, that. So much app. Phone will not be getting hot. Battery before 1 hour charging. Pah! That crashed to 2% again. So much app. Reduce your curiosity. That mindset of trying to know everything, latest gist, the web, the press, is not a friend of your God. The web and the press is not a friend of your God. They sell by so much speaking. They sell by uncontrolled speaking, uncontrolled communication. Colossians 4 verse 5, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. As loud as possible, verse 6, want to go, guys? Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Ephesians 5 verse 15, let your speech always be seasoned with grace. Be with grace. Don't speak perversely. Don't speak in rage, rantings. It's not a character of a believer. Ephesians 5 verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the times because the days are evil. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 11. And that you study to be quiet and do your own business and to work with their own hands as we commanded you. Study to be quiet. Do your business. Do your study to be quiet. It's not everything you must comment about. It's not everything you must say you have an opinion about. No, be busy for God. Don't be a busybody for fleshly gist. Don't be a busybody for the devil. Be busy for God. Don't be a busybody for fleshly gist. Don't be a busybody for the devil. Be busy for God. Verse 4. Ephesians 5 verse 4. Don't be a busybody for fleshly gist. Don't have any supplier of fleshly gist, of lewd talks, seductive talks. Cut them off. Block them off. Block them. Don't even say, I want to save him. Don't save him, oh. He won't save you. Ephesians 5 verse 4. Please open this one, everybody. Ephesians 5 verse 4. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen. Ephesians 5 verse 4. I wait for Tola. Christian life is a controlled life. It's not everything goes. Everything does not go. Ephesians 5 verse 4. Slowly. Yes, neither filthiness, nor foolish, nor what? Jesting, which are not convenient. Some jests should not be convenient to you. But rather, giving of thanks. The joke with sexuality, joke with virginity, joke with everything, it should not be convenient to you. Filthiness, foolish talking. This is what all those apostles, this is what their ministry is based on. Most of them, foolish talking, jesting. They will make you laugh. But as you are going home, your sorrow will jump back at you again. No. These are what the press is built on. Seductive talks. They call it talking real. All manner of slangs. Have you observed that even in the Bible is very discreet as touching the way it uses words as touching sexual relations. It's very conservative. On internet, no, anyhow. They are not good for you. Most of those, your romance novels, they are written by addicts. 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 What do you stand to gain from them? 3 a.m., 2 a.m., heart to heart, you are calling radio station. They are discussing man facilities. And you are not even married, you are calling them. Foolish jestings which are not convenient. So like I love to say, Be selective. Select what gives you joy. That's what I'm saying. Select what gives you joy. You can't give your mind to all the jokes of I go die. No. If you try that, your life will not be the same. It's foolishness. Select the sources of your fun. Do you know why? Although the heart is the Lord's, but the system of the world are not of God. Satan rules the heart of men. Although the heart is the Lord's, but the system of the world are not of God. Satan rules the heart of men. Satan rules. He rules the heart of men. The system, okay? The principle by which the world operates is not of God. The system of the world is not of God. The system of the world, the principle under which the world operates is not of God. It's not of God. 2 Peter 2 verse 7. Don't say, don't worry, I can listen to jokes while I'm praying in tongues. No, your interpretation of the interpretation of your tongue will be carcassic. You will vex your soul. 2 Peter 2 verse 7. 2 Peter 2 verse 7. Wrong speaking is a trait of men in sin. Uncontrolled speaking. Uncontrolled. Uncontrolled. You are not a talkative. You don't talk about everything you see. I see, I say. I see, I comment. I make my own comments. Don't even say passing on. Don't pass on. Don't say, just keep. 2 Peter 2, 7. 1, 2, let's read. And delivered just Lord, that is righteous Lord, vexed with the what? Filthy conversation of the wicked. What was he doing there? He was there until he lost his family, lost his wife, lost his properties. Yet all this while he has been vexed with the conversation of the wicked. Jude 1 verse 10. Jude 1 verse 10. But these speak evil of those things which they do know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. They speak evil, speaking evil of things they don't know anything about. Just hear any rumor, you carry it. You don't want to verify. But if it's odds, hey, have you heard? Have you heard? Have you heard? Hey, I have seen another one. Hey, Egbamio. Must you talk? What is she any? Must you talk? Colossians 3, verse 8. We are born of God. The life of God is controlled. Is controlled. It's controlled. Controlled speaking. Uncontrolled speaking is not of God. Colossians 3 verse 8. That means just be quiet. Quiet and you discern. The reason why a lot of you are saying I don't know what to do is because you have to talk too much. Not just talking about in church. Colossians 3 verse 8. Slowly, let's read. Yes, sir. But now you also put off this anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. How do you lie? Words, right? Words. Lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. See, what we say proves who we are, who you are. What you say proves who you are. I'm not saying you are what you say, but I say what you say proves who you are. So we make ourselves, like you said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved to God, approved, especially unto men, but approved by God unto men. That means you show yourself by a good conversation. You study, you speak correctly. The study is to ensure you speak correctly. You talk like a believer. You talk like one that is born of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 10. Colossians 3 verse 10. And I'll put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Hallelujah. So if you ask me, why must I talk right? Firstly, I am taught of God to talk right. I am taught of God to talk right. God teaches me to talk right. Don't say these things are elementary, write it down. I am taught of God to talk right. Secondly, I am showing myself that I am of God and not of the world. Look at some Greek words and then we'll close. So what I call uncontrolled speaking is a speaking that is motivated towards getting men's attention outside the gospel. Hope you know the gospel defines everything, yeah? You know, you have seen that the gospel defines lie. You are even seeing that the gospel defines some of the definitions of adultery. So uncontrolled speaking is a speaking that is motivated towards getting men's attention outside the gospel. Don't be giving to it. I'm not a press man. A speaking that is motivated towards getting men's attention outside the gospel. At times, even some of our press, why not just say what you see and don't make your own comments? Okay, for instance, if we have maybe a course, right? Maybe medical students. If one of your courses in school is called abortion, right? How to abort a baby. Does that make abortion right? That we have maybe that some part of journalism are always bent on falsifying information, making small thing big. Does that make it right? Hello? How many courses do you have in your school? Maybe over 20 of them for some of you. 30, 40, 50 of them for big universities. Is it God that prescribed those courses? So, must we disdain the word of God because I'm a journalist now? Eh? Must we? Should a Christian do all profession? Easy. No, trust me. I'm not here. If you are here and I can see, cannot tell you the truth, then I'm sad. I've burned my own bridges already. I'll tell you the truth. Some of those things, a Christian ought not to be doing it. You can talk about politics, you interview people, you talk, fine. But to always gossiping is radio station. Gossiping is never approved of God, and your cause should not have approved it. If you, for instance, that week that everybody is talking about this pastor, talking about that pastor, I believe they don't have a plan. If I had planned since the beginning of the year, okay, this is what we'll be discussing. Okay, it's talk about education, talk about maybe teens education, talk about the next program, we talk about this. I think if you have that plan, you follow it, you have time to be talking about somebody's issue. Hello, brethren, are you with me? Is the producer, is it Paul? Is it Peter? What's that business? That's what I'm saying. I know you work in teams, you understand better. That his producer is trying to make people to go forward. What is Rainy Abbey? Your producer, is he Jesus? So must he be obeyed? I've taught you already that there are some times that we will disobey our father. I cannot say that's in today. How much less a producer? Say, I am taught of God not to gossip. Say some things does not concern me. Set your plan, eh? Don't allow. Set your priorities. Set your, like, it's like you're a journalist. Set your plan, your program from the beginning of the year. Don't allow people's issues to give you a ministry. Plan it. You are not a gossiper. Don't use professionalism as an excuse to be given to the work of the flesh. So that's the point. That's the point. The system of the world is not created by your God. So don't say, if the government approves it, then it's fine. But government has approved homosexuality in some countries. Will that make it correct? Some ridiculous pastors, they are joining them together. Even remarriage is not standing. Sad. That thing that we must always flow with the age. We must always we can't bend to everything. We can use their mobile phone, but we cannot take every information on the mobile phone. As I'm careful, any app that is giving me anything, ads, before you know it, they are already taking you to explicit websites. For what? Must I use them? Go to your phone, every app that is a messenger of Satan, uninstall them. Amen. Say, I don't need everything. You need to be current. 1 Peter 2 verse 1. So I said, don't forget, uncontrolled speaking is a speaking that is motivated towards getting men's attention outside the gospel. The gospel defines uncontrolled speaking. Just want to get men's attention. It's uncontrolled. You have to check it. Don't be given to clamor. You just want to prove a point. Okay, 1 Peter 2 verse 1. We analyze all this word. Whereof laying aside all malice and guile and hypocrisy and envies and all evil speakings. That word evil speaking, write this down. That is the Greek word katalalia. Katalalia, K-A-T-A-L-A-L-I-A. Evil speaking. It means defamation. Defame. Defamation. Backbiting. You see the same word used in, quickly go to 2 Corinthians 10, 12, verse 20. Defame. When you want to defame somebody, you are on a crusade to defame, to rubbish somebody, to tarnish somebody. Hope you know our gospel crusade is not to tarnish anyone's personality. That is why we are strictly focused on the message. Nobody's private jet is your business until the guy is now preaching his private jet, or until the guy is now using the people's air to maintain the private jet. It's not your message. It's not your business. Focus on the message. The gospel is not an excuse to talk about everything. Everything, anything. Since 2 Corinthians 12:20. For I fear lest when I come, I shall find you such as I wound. I shall not find you such as I wound, and that I shall be found unto you such as you will not. Lest there be what? Debates, envies, wraths, strifes, backbiting, whisperings, swellings, tumults. You look at those words, son. All those things are expressed in words. And this is what the social media is based on. All those things. Blog. Linda KG. Gossips. You are making money off people's issue. All those things are expressed with words. There are plenty for social media. So, see the first word there, debates. Debates there, Greek word, Eris, E-R-I-S, it means contention, wranglings, that's debate there. It means contention. Must we fight? Must we win? You have to prove it. He's saying you can't get it. Go your way. Bashan is write something down. Come on. Next word, envies. Envies is Greek word zelos. Z-E-L-O-S. Zelos. It means indignation. Rivalry. Jealousy. Contentious rivalry. Jealousy. Contentious rivalry, jealousy. That is energy of love diverted. Energy for you to love. That's what used to be jealous. Rivalry. That's what there you see, rots. Rots means, I'm serious. Hot anger, boiling anger, passion, boiling anger, eats. Then strifes, that is erectia, E-R-I-T-H-E-I-A, strifes, erectia, E-R-I-T-H-E-I-A. It means, and this is one I hate most, partisanship. Oh God. I really banned on this under offices. Partisan. A partisan spirit. A partisan? A faction. Thank you. Awesome guy. Camps. Partisan. P-A-R-T-I-S-A-N. Then ship. Of to be fractious. That thing kills church more than any other thing. Factions. I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollo. I'm of Bookie. I'm of Peace. It's no small sense. It's my own fan. In the church, in the same church, that we should have one purpose, one body, one mission. Partisan spirit, stripes, creating camps, rich camp. We went to school. We are Yoruba. We don't talk to this. We are single. We are married. We are not. That guy is not in my. How can he be talking to me anyhow? We are workers. We don't relate with members. All manner. Partisan spirit. I'm coming to that. As offices. Whisperings. No, this one is like someone that is a, even the way the Greek word describes this, it's like a shammer of snakes. Someone that is talking like this. What are you saying? That's what someone else must not hear. Whisperings. Secret slandering. That's the meaning. A secret slandering. Secret. Write it down. Brother Emmanuel, are you writing? Don't get tired. Well done, bros. You are our joy. It's our joy to see people joining us like this. Every month, at least we have minimum of between 10 to 15 first timers, minimum, every month. How many of them shall you stay? The tithe of them. So we are the tithe of which month? Last month. So ensure you remain our joy. Praise God. Let's stop looking at that brother. How are you looking at him? Okay, thank you. Whisperings, secret slandering. Swellings, that's the next word. Swellings. That is pride, of course, loftiness. Like Rashima will be Akara. Swelling like Akara boss. Swellings. That is loftiness, pride. Fusiosis in Greek. Loftiness, pride. Then, 2 months. 2 months. That is instability, disturbance, confusion. Akatastasia, something like AKATASTASIA, Akatastasia, it's not Cesia, are you right? That T is not silent. Acastasia, something like that. Thank you. Someone said this is my grandma producer. She's my own producer. So that means instability, a state of disorder, disturbance. Trust me, these things I just read, they scatter God's work more than the devil. The devil is a learner. Besides these things I just mentioned, hey, Jesus. He strive catch church for on you. Yeah, my pastor just travel. As I come back, IJ is holding divine strokes. These are sat on small saint's belly. Ask them, over what? When you hear the issue, you want to put your hand on your head. She didn't give me food. When you hear the issue, you want to, that is not soft work. Oh, that is a big work for the devil. It's not soft work again. Strife is big work. Say my mouth will only be used to promote God's work, never to pull it down. See, at times, yes, I know you are right. But in the church, we don't always prove our right to. If you don't write this down, if I catch you, it's not your notes. In the church, we don't always prove our right to. We don't always prove we are correct to. Yeah, but me. We don't always prove we are correct. We don't always prove our right. We keep calm, at least for the sake of the priority of the church. For the sake of the unity of the body. Because that unity of the body is priority more than your correctness. It's priority. Brethren, when you get to heaven, he will not ask you, are you correct? He will ask for these ones that God puts you in charge. So if you have pushed them away because you are trying to be correct, you answer before him. He will not ask you if you are correct. He will ask you these ones that I put you in charge. James 4 verse 11. James 4 verse 11. James 4 verse 11. Almost done with this. Right, Shanice, you slept all night now. Come on. I'll allow you guys to rest so I can see this again. Okay, James 4 verse 11. Slowly. Don't forget slowly. This one is slowly now. Are you all there? Happy James 4:11. Sorry. Open. You are also our joy. You are the joy for the previous month. Two months ago. Stella is the joy for 3-4 months ago. She also won. Just come. So we are. Have we seen the joy for this month? Okay, but my mother is this month. This month is ending. Is it for this month? Very soon, God must help us. It must not be tight. At least, God will give us 20%. Amen. I told you. Let's sing it. Which one can match our predicament? Any English song that can communicate our predicament? Oh Lord. Set our people on fire for you. Let them burn for you. Because this thing, you follow her now, yeah, she's going. So somebody must replace her. Amen. Come on, praise God. James 4, 11. Slowly want to go, yes. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judging his brother, speaketh evil of the Lord. And judge the law. For if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Amen, amen. Titus 2, verse 1. Orcas and ministers, stand up. Orcas and ministers alone, stand up. We read this together. We read that one standing. Orcas and ministers alone. Others, let them see the others in the Lord. Titus 2, verse 1. Titus 2, we read from verse 1 to verse 4. 1 to let's read, yes. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity. Say in charity. Say I must be given to love within the saints. Say I must be accommodatable. Sorry, is that correct? Don't correct the Holy Ghost. Get the fact. Say I must be accommodating. Say I must. Say people that Jesus died for must not irritate me. Say my life is not about me. Say I'm not full of myself. Okay. In charity, in patience, three, that the, let's read, yes, that the aged woman, anyone there, Pastor Joy, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, nor false accusers, amen, nor given to much wine, teachers of good things, verse 4, that the young woman, who is that, IJ, to be sober, sorry, they don't have husband though, to love their husband, to love their children, praise God. Please be seated, thank you. I think somebody must fit into the category of old women, young women. Okay, verse 5. To be discreet, chaste. That means temperate, self-controlled, not boiling. Are you in verse 5? To be discreet, to be chaste. That means to be temperate, to be self-controlled, not boiling. Keepers at home, good, obedience to their husband, own husband, not every husband. That the word of God be not what blasphemed, so that the word can progress. So that people don't insult the ministry, so you don't give an offense on the ministry. Think about it. Who gave women this habit of always talking, backbiting? It is influence, not nature. Some people have thought that it's a normal thing for a woman to be a talkative. It's not normal. It's not a normal thing for a woman to be prognosing. It is influence. Say it's influence. Rakim, help us. It's influence. Okay, for instance, remember when boys are playing football in school in those days? Remember, guys, secondary school? When you're during break time, when we play football, ladies, what do they do? Huh? Skipping is still good. Most of them, they will now gather in camps discussing the boys that are playing football. It's in secondary school, thing has entered. So it's not your nature, it's influence. That's how you think that you are just meant to be talking. You're not meant to be talking. You're meant to be talking God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's influence. It's influence. And you carry that attitude to university. Maybe you are getting there. The first thing you are looking for, somebody to be gisting with. A gist partner. No. Titus 2, verse 11 right now. Sorry, 1 Timothy 3, verse 11. 1 Timothy 3, verse 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are given to controlled speaking. 1 Timothy 3, verse 11. Even so must their wife be, talking about the wives, so that should be bishops. 1 Timothy 3, 11. Want to go? Let's read. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. See, I'm not a slanderer. I don't slander people. Don't spoil people with words. Don't destroy people behind their back. Don't. It's bad. Focus on your work. We are here for God. And not only here alone, in your place of work, don't be a slanderer. You should not be found somewhere. Don't be caught where sinful deeds are going on. Ephesians 4:28. Let him. Ephesians 4:28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing that is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. 29. Want to go, guys? Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your... Say this is also in Christ. Talk or say this is one of the things that we have in Christ. That is control speaking. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister what? Grace unto the era. It's not only for church, not only do your preaching, it's everywhere. 30. And what? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise. How do you grieve the Holy Ghost? Have you, let's be frank, have you said something? I just speak, and you're just talking, I just started feeling sad within you. You're grieving God. That's grieving the Holy Ghost. Have you talked to someone that just started feeling, I don't want to be talking and saying this. At that instant, what should you do? Leave that place. So how do you grieve the Holy Ghost? Uncontrolled speaking. Unforgiveness. Grieve not the Holy Ghost of promise, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. 31. Let's read 31 slowly, yes? Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and what? Clamor. Clamor. I must just prove. No, I don't have to always prove. And evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. 32. And be you kind one to another. Rather than slandering people, what should you do? Be kind one to another, tender hearted. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say I have a heart to forgive. Say, you know, please, heads up. Be writing. You know what? People are looking for marriage seminar. Here they don't have. This is what will sustain your marriage. When you are looking, relationship seminar, single. This is the relationship seminar. This is how to sustain your marriage. This is how to be good at home. So that we don't call this marriage, so it does not mean that we don't teach you to be good at home. Hallelujah. Come on, let's read 32 again. Be you kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another. Why? Even as God, for Christ's sake, amen, has forgiven you. Don't forget, salvation through faith in Christ is the tool for correction. It is the tool for instruction. Colossians 3:16. Oh God. Chewing gums off. Start singing the Holy Ghost. Colossians 3:16. Oh, no, they don't. Running and all stuff out there. Rather than giving myself to uncontrolled speaking, I will do this. This I will do. This I will do. Oh, glory to God. Shabinanel Kostegevile Rostavateta. Roni Ostegevile Kemana no Raste. Rather than slander, I will give God thanks. Have you given God thanks before? For Akim, for Ife, for Small Saints, for Vivian, Henry T. Have you given God thanks for this one before? Only have you thank God for your pastor. Only have you thank God for Pastor Joy. You think that she looked like somebody that doesn't have things to do with her life? Only have you thank God for these people like Statola, Small Effect, that are relocated for the sake of the gospel. Only have you give God thanks for them. You just say, God, thank you for the zeal of Stabuki. Giving God thanks. You think this looks like somebody that's supposed to be all over every church in Nigeria right now? Setting sounds, doing all manner of videography for them. Why do you thank God for all these ones? See happy that just came and she is boosting up in Christ. Why do you thank God for them? I think that is only what happy does that is not right that you want to talk about. Why do you thank God for me? See, I get that when she got there, she doesn't look like, she doesn't know if she's in heaven or hell. She doesn't know where she's going. When do you thank God for her? Now we have somebody that has an average of close to 95 in membership training. You thank God for people like that. That Father, thank you for this art. Thank you for this art that is serving the Lord. Now just ask for this. Just ask for some scores. Merity is here. There's I will ask him, talk to him, knock his head on the wall. He's even sleeping right now. Do everything. Is he sleeping? Yet if he still stayed there, he won't go. Look at you, thank God for such an act. It is in thanking God for that. That is how you will correct it. A young man like this that could have done a lot of things with their useful life, giving to the Lord. See, Brother Emmanuel, he has not joined us for a week. Say, you guys, and then he was thinking that he's trying to ask us for a favor, but he's asking that, please, can I stay in church? You know that's our joy. From the first week, I will stay, I will learn. He has not even knew much. He doesn't even know if I'm a guru manager or something. He's staying, listening. Say he doesn't have. Say he doesn't have a phone that guy. Say he will pick his big system. He will listen. See Pastor Nance, somebody that closed his church joined us. See Brouche here. You thank God for this one. Are these not things to say? Are there no good things about us? Is Tola always a bad girl? With all our challenges, see how much she puts to the gospel. She's not on my payroll. How she gets money at times, I don't know. Do you thank God for these ones? See, Brother Chinese, I just came. Let me just come and learn of God. Let me come and calm down my head at this. Let me come and replan again. Let me come and refire again. Thank God for these ones. See, Brother Emmanuel, they go home again and they may talk to him at home. Do you thank God for these ones? People could have went for any other place to have for all day. This somebody's IGS friend that came that she could not stay for two services. Bouncing like somebody that they put fire on their bumper. Thank God for these ones. There are things to thank God for. We are not always that bad. That's not the only thing about us. There are good things. Think of a Sabuki in this place. Maybe everybody will see this calling 60. Nobody will value the exam. Or somebody who just one day just pull up the standard. Immediately. Yeah. So she can do it. And people like he said that before. Tell her to write, she will just be writing story. Story! Story, I went to World Bank. You ask her simple salvation. He will just dribble you, you know, because she's small, she's intelligent small. He just dribble you, just look at her, just read it. Different story, no scripture. In five months, she got an average better than Buki. I don't know things to thank God for. You think men don't call them every day? Yeah, they choose to come and be spending their time for God. These are things to thank God for. We're not always that bad. It's not a bad thing about us. Oh, Sister Buki does not talk to me very well. What if there's no Sister Buki in church? Are you even sure if you meet a different assembly on ground? Let not corrupt communication, especially about your brethren. For your family. And that did not allow me to preach. He's this. He paid your school fees. From age zero. When I was traveling to Mina, he said, Pastor, my dad will be there. What can I do? I said, please, go and greet him. Greet him for me. Tell him your pastor celebrates him. Thank him. Imagine, is that not a good life? Now, daughter and father, you are now meeting on the mission ground. Are things to give God thanks for. It's not always bad. Get this, if you can edit this, I think you can edit this part for people. So you can keep listening. Vivian, a while ago, so I scripted, maybe she said something. I said, Vivian, what is your issue? What is your issue? Your small head, what do you put there? I don't know what she was crying or whatever she's doing. She was doing that day. The next exam, same day they went back, she studied. Starts in 80. did that now. I saw 90. Raphael of Babalada. He traveled, came back, said, Pastor, thank you for teaching me well. I met this, met your witness, met deeper life, met this. I taught them the gospel. Then one day I was coming in a car. And somebody has preached everything, man, burned everything together. And he was looking like a real fresh boy. He said, you just ask somebody. He said, ask the preacher. Everything you have said now. So how can we get to this heaven? And he said, hey, let us be doing good. He said, he just put his hand in his Sakamoto and he brought out his big Bible. And he started. Kelvin in his gym. He has learned that some people. So people say, are you not a gym instructor? You supposed to be a twat, a thug. And he was pushing the gospel. Anytime they ask a question that you cannot answer, you will rush to our house. Ah, Pastor, how do I attend to somebody like this? People's lives are changing. We may not be much, but we are producing the quality. It's happening. So focus on what God is doing. And the man will be better. Focus on what God is doing. A youth that you see sitting in one place. Oh, I was in UK for 6 months. In the old town, the 2-3 churches that we saw, there was no youth in the church. It's all age 15 and above. People are already almost tired of life. The youth, they are in form fear. Flamingo, they are in form fear, rejoicing, just doing all manner. They are on the street, tweeting, clubs. I saw plenty of churches. Yeah, you see the symbol of course there that became clubs in UK. Because there is no people. Became clubs. But here you see youths having time for God. They're not slandering them. Not gossiping them. And they are now your object of joke, of ridicule. Things are not always that bad. Things are good too. Why not focus on the goodness? Why not focus on what God is doing? Why not focus? Why not give yourself? Why not think good of your brother? Why not give God thanks for us? Why not thank God that at least we are not where we used to be? See people postponing prospects. See people, they see better job. My friend is there. Come here, where I go? Say somebody is using a job, 350K. Just come to Lagos. Come back. So he said, sir, bring the job in Abuja. Maybe I will consider it. But I am learning something right now. I can't leave it. That is a ask to celebrate. We have taken the bigger stride. We have done the bigger part already. These other things will be better. Akim has different type of job then. He saw one that will give him more time for the gospel. He took that one. Now he lost it again. He's looking for that one. He's like, asked to celebrate. It's not always bad. There are people that are here. Not on that payroll. Just here to learn of God. Just to learn. They're looking for a job. The job is not here coming. But yet, you don't see it in the attitude towards the church. I just know what things to celebrate. God is doing wonders. Choose to see it. Don't be caged in offenses. When you are caged in offenses, you will not see what God is doing. What are you thankful for, Brother Joshua? He was sleeping in church. For more than 7 months or 6 months. Happily, he has never complained to him before. You know, when he was sick, it was not somebody that told him that I just, maybe it's Remy also, that I just learned about you, that he was sick. Serving the Lord. Their population is almost more than us here. Serving the Lord. They're not on payroll. They don't seem to thank God for Sibrashem Imina. Sibrashem under the tree is preaching. Somebody's room. Sometimes they are doing service. One day they push them away. They gather again. In the sun, they will pray. They will do evangelism. They will preach. We are not always bad. There are good things about us, guys. See Bumi here. See Grace here. And the more people that I know him around currently. Pastors that close ministries to join us. There are things to thank. If you open your eyes, if you just think very well, a bit more, you will see what God is doing. Colossians 3 now. Verse 16 and 17. Ronan stole over Safa Segedide. Roteke Villazova de Gabosta Gavite Gavala de Gavala Mazevala Mazavala 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 Namazavala Mazavas take a visavite coste gave it. 3:16. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. 17. Want to go? Whatever you do in word or deed, do all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Ephesians 5:18. When will He defy us? With tongues and interpretation. So after service yesterday, many of you are trying to sleep. Pastor Joy came again. I expect all choirs to be doing that. Immediately, as they ought, He brought the song to our king. Let's sing it fully. I think you should be doing that. He said you should be doing that. So grace, when you join us, you'll be doing that. And retreat, you'll be doing that. As the sermon is going on, the sermon, you are composing. You are thinking about it. You are putting it into lyrics. You are mixing melody with it. There are tinkle things to use this head for. We are not full of ourselves. Ephesians 5:18. Slowly, 1 to go, guys. 18 to 21. Yes, sir. And be not drunk with wine where it's excess, but filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourself in what? Psalms, right? Is it gossip? No. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Speaking, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things. For God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, giving thanks for all things. What are the all things there? 19. Speaking to yourself. Giving thanks for yourself. God, see 21 again. Something yourself unto who? One another. So who are you giving thanks for? Yourself. Hallelujah. Things are good. Say things are good. Say we are better than where we are coming from. Hallelujah. Say who by shining is better. You are better. We are better. Amen. Glory to God. Are you on your feet? Come on, we are better. Oh, just sing in tongues as slowly as you can this morning. Just lift your hands and just give thanks. Give God thanks for the church, for your brother. Are you help me? Come on, and also give me a take a beat. Just give God thanks for the church, for your pastor, for good health. Thank you. There is it. Just give God thanks. Sepoli dete. Catapultanos. Come on, give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Come on. For Pastor Joy, give God thanks. For Pastor Ezekiel, give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give Him thanks. Oh, give God thanks. Oh, give Him thanks. Zepo papebe. Things are good. We are better. Kavalara zafate bete gevile te rozabe. Zepote te kola sofate kovate. Oh, give God thanks. Rasta gavike teke bigbo bada. For Sister Peace, give God thanks. Rana mana mana zavala mazafiste gevile mazavala marastega botaka mana 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 mana. Good things are happening around you. Focus on it. And give God thanks. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Evola teke bile rosa batatate. Sefo patata kanalo zoto batateus. Epola zata kati rosi volas. Sefola teke pila tigenane. Sepola teke tosa. Sekelima teke rosata. For us committed to the gospel, for the good art that we have right here. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Last take a vile masafile rose viles. Lebrilo rasteke vile masatate. Last take a vile masotas take a vile mosetolimas take a vile ste. Yakastagapa. For the zeal to do the little we are doing. Give God thanks. Come on, sing in the Holy Ghost. Seko pateke to give God thanks. Kata bada 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 nera se da do dos. Sevi ke mi raki mali mali rali mali 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 mo ziboli mani ne 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 ne. Le mali 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 ma ziboli ma zibo tatitas. Teto ti ke mi le mate ke pi le mo zatites. Zeto lava zeto raze bokede. Zako lama sege bile malama lama zotari sege bile malama zatos. What are people like Pastor Nainka that taught us to this level? Have you given God thanks for them? Pastor Jola Emi, give God thanks for them. Reverend Dose, give God thanks for them. Your past mentors, your past pastors. Hey, give God thanks for him. That helped you to this point. Past associations, give God thanks for them. We are better. Oh, maneke rose volima stable data. There are good things to focus on. There are good things. About Sister Ife, about Sister Bookie, about Sister Peace, about Rakim, about Sister Tola, about Pastor Joy, about Brother Shinings. There are good things about Vivian. Good things about Small Saints, about Sister Tola. There are good things about Stephen, Henry T, IK. There are good things to focus on. Good things. I am not ungrateful for these ones that God has given to me. I don't spite them. I don't slander them. I give God thanks for them. I give God thanks for them. I give God thanks for them. I don't spite them. Grace, give God thanks for them. Happy, give God thanks for her. For these good acts. Ask serving the Lord.
Does to us.
Oh, give God thanks. Give God thanks, give God thanks.
and all that he does to us.
Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Give God thanks. Yenima liro sepoli ro liro lima liro lima sepoli ma. Yeto te to te to te to te ta te. So cast a gavile rose for the master gavile master for the rust a gavile at our house. Yakalabalabalabas or tata tata tata. Rate kelimas, a toli master gavile mana master gavile mos. Jepopa labade eros atate. Lamata kapala mazata tatrasta. Rate kepile mos into malinras, into malaman shatate. Give God thanks, give God your thanks.
Thanks to God for all that he does in us and all that he does to us. We give thanks. Oh, give thanks to God for all that he does in us. To us, we give thanks. Oh, give thanks to God for all that he does in us, and all that he does to us.
Oh, give God thanks. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks for the day.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. See, I don't discard the saints around me because he or she is work in progress. You don't discard work in progress. We are all work in progress. Even your pastor is not yet a finished work. Hallelujah. Don't discard that saint around you because he is still a work in progress. You go to a incomplete building that they are still building on. You say, this thing is not fine. And you start to break it down. Is that what you do? What do you do? You encourage the workers. Oh, sir, you are doing a good work. Remember in those days when maybe if your dad's house, maybe my wife will have such experience. Maybe it's the only house in that neighborhood and everybody else beside you is bush. And somebody now comes and wants to try to be to now to build his own house too. You see the landlords there, they will gather together around him, right? They'll be so happy. Encourage him. Don't worry. They will help him to clear it. So that they won't be alone, right? You don't see them. In fact, they are the one that will be defending that land. They will not allow anybody to put poo inside. Hallelujah. So that it is work in progress. Work in progress should give you joy. If you are all finished plus, you won't be here. We are here because we are a work in progress. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have a church and all of us are perfect, something is wrong. Hallelujah. That means we are not reaching out. If all of you are just keep teaching like this now for the next 5 years, all of you just become Jew and you are here. Nobody is adding to us. That is a cause. That is a secret cause already. We'll be having new people. I say, what will be happening? You see new issues, right? Somebody is coming with a problem of seduction. Somebody is playing with a problem of madness. Somebody is coming with a problem of anger. How should you look at him? Work in progress. Hallelujah. Say work in progress. Say we are better than where we are coming from. Hallelujah. Don't discuss saints. Peter was work in progress. Say, don't worry, I have prayed for you. Jesus, no, that thing called climate. Jesus was not particular on his mistake. Oh, you deny me. I know you are working. Don't worry, I prayed for you. He gave him more responsibility. Feed my lamb. He didn't spite him. He didn't gossip him with the Holy Ghost or with whoever he met in there. So not the Holy Ghost after. We look at 1 Peter and James tomorrow. So even angels who are of higher cater, they dare not speak evil against dignitaries. When one was concerned with the body of Moses, he said, the Lord rebuke him. He said, he does not bring up a railing accusation against Moses. That ministers go wrong does not mean make them your social media. We are here for God. If the man is not in ministry, I'm going to be talking to him in a beer parlor. That he's doing this and that. Praise God. Yes, in ministry, we are mandated of God to behave right. But yes, we are work in progress. And that is called a man of God. Hallelujah. So have that tender heart for people. All of you, I'm building all of you for pastoring. All of you, no exception. Be less particular. Be flexible. Be able to accommodate thoughts. My right is not as important as our unity. I don't always have to prove I'm right. Our unity. Hallelujah. We are God's body. Lift up your hands. We are God's body. We are God's body. We walk as one. We think as one. We value ourselves. We are God's body. We walk as one. We think as one. We value ourselves. We pray for ourselves. He said, "As just traveled, we wish it, we wish it, that she comes back well." Sir Christy Brauche just stepped out. We wish that he succeeds in his endeavor. We are one body. The one going to work, we wish him well. The one doing low in knowledge, we wish him well. The one having issues with character, we wish him well. We expect greater days. We expect glorious days. We wish ourselves well. We think well about ourselves. We believe the best over ourselves. We think like God to ourselves. We don't slander one another. We don't backbite one another. We don't disdain one another. We don't reject ministrations for the sake of humanity. We don't say, "Oh, she was angry yesterday. How can she lay hands on me today?" No. We don't disdain one another. No, 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 no. Canisto valtete roste votate. These ones are relocated just for the ministry. We value them. We support them. We don't work to pull them down. We don't contribute to anything that would discourage them. We pull them up. A believer is hungry around us. It's our business. We don't think about ourselves before our neighbor. For Jesus, what Jesus did for us, he thought about us before thinking about himself. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, peradventure for a good man, some will dare to die, but he commended his love to us in that way we are sinners. Christ died for us. He died for us. So we replicate that same love to our brother, to our neighbor. To our neighbor. No one dies here. As we go on evangelism, we pray for one another. We are not slothful in business. We are fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, serving ourselves. For how do you love a God you can't see when you ace the man that you can see? How we show we love the Lord is by loving IJ, loving Ife, loving Pastor Joy, loving Stephen, loving Harry Tito, loving Sister Peace. That is how we show the love of God. We are not hypocritical. From our heart, we value ourselves. We don't play hero worshiping. We don't have a partisan spirit. We don't have a fractious spirit. We don't have favorites. We all have the Spirit of God. We have our favorites. The dullest among us is yet our favorite. we don't create camps, camps of intelligence, camps of marriage, camps of education, camps of tribes. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, no, no. Love reigns in our midst. Love of Christ. Things of the Spirit. We bless one another. Free we have been given. Freely we give. With joy we give. With joy we bless. When no one is looking at me in my house, I pray for Israel. Nobody is looking at me in my house, I pray for my pastor. I pray for Akim that he gets a new job. I pray for Ife that is she gets a new job. I pray for Sister Peace, she gets better in ministry. I pray for IJ, she gets better. Even when nobody is looking at me, I pray for Tola, she is not discouraged. Without telling her, from the depth of my heart, I wish them well. Every moment we spend in church again, I expect good things. I want to see them. I want to see happy. Let happy be truly happy. Preaching the gospel, finding the purpose for life. Anekeste, good things are happening. We choose to focus on what God is doing. We are better. 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 One man's trouble is our trouble. Whether one weep, all weep together. Whether one laugh, everybody rejoice. Individual success is our success. Individual victory is our victory. Individual advancement is our advancement. We don't relax until all of us grow to the full measure of the stature of Christ. We are not self-centered. We are not self-centered. We are not self-centered. Someone is sick. We agree together. We pray for him in church. We pray for him at home. We take it as our bonding. We take it as our own issue. For I know there is a family that will exist eternally. This is the one that stands the test of eternity. He's saying even in the resurrection, they never married and are given in marriage. So blessed of you. Blessed are you. If you and your couple, you're already in the ministry together, that means your union will never end. Together, this is a family that God will celebrate. This is a family that will stand the test for eternity. This is a family that will rejoice eternally. That will be happy that we do what we did last year, this year, and beyond. It will tell on us eternally. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will not use things. We will not allow things, money, education, position, pure water. We will not allow it to spoil the unity of the body. Toothpaste, my slippers, my phone charger. No, 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 no. As you use the things of another believer, you take care of it. You don't want him to be discouraged. You want to take care of him. You want to take care of him. You don't want to take advantage. You want to take care of him. Why? He must not be discouraged. He's my treasure. He's my joy. My joy is that I'm not alone in ministry. My joy is that the pastor is not left to do it alone with me. His joy is that we are together. Glory to God. Everybody just singing the Holy Ghost. Singing the Holy Ghost. You are giving thanks for your brother for that simple word. See the type of pastor you have. He will just call for meeting anyhow and he will stop anytime. Yet they didn't go. Thank God for that simple word. For that simple word. Shegebile rosegele rasa dadi rasi. Aje, sing the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's hear you. Shegetele rosegele kinto.